You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulotz. The Democratic field is shaping up in the race for Wisconsin governor. With Tony Evers not seeking a third term, the first Democrat officially out of the gate to succeed him is the state's lieutenant governor.
Hello, Wisconsin. It's your lieutenant governor, Sarah Rodriguez, here. I've been an ER nurse, public health expert, and a small business owner. I'm used to being on my feet and getting right to the point. So let's go. First, I have an announcement. I'm running for governor.
Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley has also announced that he will be taking steps toward entering the race for governor in the weeks ahead. The potential Democratic primary roster also includes Attorney General Josh Call, former state party chair Ben Wickler, Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson, former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, and Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski. Washington County Executive Josh Shulman and corporate CEO and former Navy SEAL Bill Berrien are already in the race on the Republican side. Partisan primary elections take place in August 2026. A group of juveniles were arrested following an altercation on the UW-Madison campus. UW-Madison police responded Wednesday night to a report of a disturbance involving 7 to 10 people at Memorial Union Terrace. An investigation revealed the incident stemmed from an earlier incident involving two groups. Police said one suspect used pepper spray on members of the other group and at least one punch was thrown. One person was cited for disorderly conduct, underage alcohol consumption, and assaultive behavior. Police are continuing to investigate and are looking for more suspects. On the heels of a heat advisory issued this week and extreme heat conditions rising across Wisconsin, U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin joined her colleagues in introducing the Asunción Valdivia Heat Illness Injury and Fatality Prevention Act, legislation to protect the safety and health of workers who are exposed to dangerous heat conditions in the workplace. The legislation would protect workers against occupational exposure to excessive heat by requiring the Occupational Safety and Health Administration to establish an enforceable federal standard to protect workers in high-heat environments with common-sense measures like paid breaks in cool spaces, access to water, limitations on time exposed to heat, and emergency response for workers with heat-related illness. The bill also directs employers to provide training for their employees on the risk factors that can lead to heat illness and guidance on the proper procedures for responding to symptoms. The legislation is named in honor of Asunción Valdivia, who died in 2004 after picking grapes for 10 hours straight in 105-degree temperatures. He fell unconscious, but instead of calling an ambulance, his employer told his son to drive his father home. On his way home, he died of heat stroke at the age of 53. According to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, 2024 was the warmest year on record for the United States. The past decade, including 2024, was the hottest on record, marking a decade of extreme heat that will only get worse. Between 1992 and 2017, heat stress injuries killed 815 U.S. workers and seriously injured more than 70,000. A tornado pushed through northeast Wisconsin on Wednesday. The National Weather Service in Green Bay is confirming that an EF1 tornado touched down in Keshena during Wednesday's severe weather. Menominee tribal officials say no one was injured, but the twister did significant damage to homes, businesses, and county property and knocked out power to the area. Crews worked all day Thursday to restore electricity. A two-vehicle crash in Grant County resulted in serious injuries. Early Thursday morning around 7, the Grant County Sheriff's Office was notified of a two-vehicle crash with entrapment on County Highway K near Hilltop Road in Mount Ida Township. An officer from the Wisconsin State Patrol and deputies from the Grant County Sheriff's Office responded to the scene. When officers arrived, they learned Sean Leffler, 46, of Woodman, was traveling southbound on County Highway K. Joseph Freed, 49, of Platteville, was traveling northbound on County K. The preliminary investigation indicated that Loeffler crossed the center line and traveled into the northbound lane, which caused the front driver's side of Loeffler's vehicle to collide with the front of driver's side of Freed's vehicle. Loeffler's vehicle then left the roadway and came to rest in the ditch on the west side of the road. Freed was able to maintain control of his vehicle and stopped on the roadway. Joseph Freed was wearing a seatbelt and was uninjured in the crash. Sean Loeffler was not wearing a seatbelt and was trapped in his vehicle and had to be extricated by the Fenimore Fire Department. Loeffler sustained serious injuries and was transported by Fenimore EMS to Grant Regional Health Center and then transferred to UW Hospital in Madison by MedFlight. SM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo has announced that Rebecca Reisterer, manager of obstetrics and emergency services, has been honored with the hospital's first DAISY Nurse Leader Award. This national recognition celebrates nurse leaders who foster environments where compassionate, high-quality care can flourish. Several colleagues nominated her, praising her unwavering support, calm leadership, and dedication to both her team and the patients they serve. Known for her approachability and professionalism, Reisterer leads her departments with integrity, empathy, and commitment to the hospital's mission to deliver exceptional healthcare services. Rebecca Reisterer's leadership extends beyond her role in obstetrics. She is also responsible for the urgent care, staffing coordination, and shares in managing the emergency department, demonstrating her commitment to the broader hospital community. Areas of influence include patient safety and satisfaction, employee and provider engagement, interdisciplinary collaboration, and staff development. Her ability to remain composed under pressure, mentor new leaders, and promote evidence-based care has made a lasting impact on her teams. UW Health is touting the success of its new mobile app. The app includes urgent care and emergency department locations, current wait times at each location, and preferred navigation for users to visit their chosen location. Since launching in September of last year, the app has surpassed 15,000 downloads. UW Health says almost 5,000 people downloaded the app last month alone. Other features getting added to the app throughout the rest of the year include a place for prescription refills and access to care options like virtual care. I'm Joanne Krulotz.
Showdown at AmFam Field. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers and the Cubs tonight in Milwaukee. The battle for first place. Both teams tied for the NL Central after the Brewers beat the Marlins 3-2 thanks to a walk-off RBI in the ninth by Blake Perkins, FanDuel, Wisconsin.
Perkins, center field. That'll get it done. Scored as a hit. In comes Haas, and the Brewers walk off the Marlins.
Perkins now back after missing half the season with a fractured shin bone.
It's been a long, long road, and this is the middle of the season for a lot of these guys, and I'm kind of coming in late, so it's just great. Great to come through for the guys and just appreciating these moments a little bit more.
NFL training camp in Green Bay, the Packers now in full pads.
Now we're talking about real football. These guys are still in their underwear out there, so.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. As far as episodic TV goes, nothing gets me more excited than a well-done cop show. There have been two spinoffs so far from the Amazon Prime cop show Bosch, a show about a stubborn, uncompromising police detective played by Titus Welliver. In a new cop show, Welliver heads up the cast in Westies. According to Collider, Welliver plays Glenn Keenan, a Vietnam vet and gritty beat cop. The story is set in the early 80s in Hell's Kitchen in New York and follows the Westies, a real-life Irish street gang, as they try to carve out a piece of the action despite being a much smaller force than the Mafia's five families of New York. Welliver calls his character deeply corrupt and very dark, but also nuanced. Joining him in the cast are J.K. Simmons, Tom Brittany, Jessica Francis Duke, and just added additions Sarah Bulger and Stanley Morgan. The Westies will drop on MGM Plus sometime in 2026. Phineas and Ferb are coming back in 2026. Season 5 is currently on the air, but it's being called a revival. At Comic-Con last week in San Diego, the producers celebrated said revival of the Disney show, which launched 10 new episodes June 5th, and announced that the next batch of episodes will drop next year. Phineas and Ferb debuted in 2007, but went off the air in 2015. The USA Network has announced it has canceled Resident Alien, despite the show carving out a nice following over its four seasons. The announcement was made right before the season four finale last week. The sci-fi comedy is about an alien who is also a doctor in a small town and tries to conceal his identity. The show is based on a book of the same title. Executive producer Chris Sheridan says he wasn't totally caught off guard by the surprise, and for what it's worth, says the season four finale episode is his favorite of the whole series. During the recent SNL 50th anniversary show, Dan Aykroyd was a notable absence. He has finally come forward with why he did not attend the celebration broadcast. Putting it very simply, the 73-year-old Aykroyd said he wanted to sit with his family and eat his own popcorn while he got to watch the nostalgic fun. South Park creators Trey Parker and Matt Stone went there in the season premiere of season 27. They discussed the episode during Comic-Con, as well as their struggles with Paramount to get the show on the air as it was seen. During the episode, the writer showed a naked commander-in-chief walking through the desert and did not blur over any private parts, albeit pretty cartoonish private parts. The writing team said they argued back and forth with Paramount for 4 days about what they would show and what they wouldn't. But in the end, Parker and Stone were unrelenting and got their way. The writers say they are fully expecting to be sued by a certain Oval Office resident. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be partly cloudy, hot, and humid today. Our high right around 93 this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms are possible. We'll drop down into the low 70s. Tomorrow, more scattered thunderstorms with highs in the upper 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 74.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.